This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Happy Friday as we record this. It is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes that dream of qualifying for and racing in the World Championships on the Big Island in Hawaii. I am still Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. It's been a long day today, I must tell you. I was up at Sparrows this morning for another swim, and it was hard. I can tell you that much. It was very, very hard. I'm struggling with T-Rex arms today. Driving the kids to school this morning was a challenge. Hashtag the struggle is real. But yeah, feeling good. It's been another good week. Unfortunately, still bleak about my incident with my bicycle wheel earlier this week. And if you've got any solutions for me, I popped a spoke and I keep popping spokes. So I'm looking for bulletproof wheels. If you've got any suggestions, please pop me a mail. Brad@thekonaedge.com. I'd love to know sort of your experience with wheels, and particularly very, very strong wheels. I want to know, what do guys on tandems do? What wheels do they use? I'm not quite sure whether I should go and buy a set or go and get a set built. I've had experience with getting a set built in the past. They were fairly strong, and it worked out pretty cost effective. But if I can find a better solution, I will definitely look at that. So if you wouldn't mind, Brad@thekonaedge.com. And we're going to be talking some biking today on the podcast. We head back to Nelson Mandela Bay in Port Elizabeth, the home of the Ironman 70.3 World Championships in September this year, to touch base with Richard Laurie to find out about some of the things he's done to get better on the bike. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom, all the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some biking here on the Kona Edge. We joined once again by Richard Laurie. Richard, welcome back onto the podcast. You're an absolute monster on the bike. Your bike performance in Kona last year was superb. You obviously enjoy spending time out on two wheels.
I think, you know, the biking is something that I really do enjoy. I think when when it's your favorite discipline of the three, it's hard not to enjoy it. I was quite chuffed with my bike split in Kona. I think I did a 4:52, and I felt really, really strong on the bike throughout. I noticed coming back, you know, a lot of athletes had blown, and that really motivated me just to keep going and keep my pace nice and consistent. I do enjoy spending time on the bike, and I'm really looking at taking my biking to a new level this year, and working on my strength, and getting it even stronger. I've just been given a new bike now. Fortunately, I'm riding an Argon E119 Tri Plus now. So yeah, pretty much the same bike as Matt Troutman. I've been extremely happy with it. It's been really awesome. So I'm very excited to see what I can do on this bike this year. I really want to use it as a weapon in my racing. But in saying that, there are a lot of strong bikers that are out there. And I think being able to back up a strong bike with a very solid run is absolutely critical in any form of triathlon distance.
What's the secret to putting in a very solid bike performance?
I think training very specific. For the event that you're training for, like for instance, my squad is currently training for East London in January now, 28th of January. East London is, as far as I know, you know, one of the top hardest 70.3 courses in the world, being a very, very hilly bike course, about 1,200 meters of elevation. So I'm obviously not going to have my athletes training on indoor trainers that much. I'm going to have the guys maybe doing one session on the indoor trainer, one really, really high quality session on the indoor trainer in the week, to increase VO2 max. But I'm also going to be having the guys banging out lots of hill repeats. You know, our squad rides on the weekends are very, very hilly. So just getting the guys out into the hills, getting them familiar with riding uphill, and not only physically getting them ready, but also mentally getting them ready. I know, for me, when I started triathlon, you know, I used to look at a hill and be like, oh my goodness, I don't know how on earth I'm going to get up this thing. And I noticed that the more and more I did it, the better my cycling technique got, and also, the more mentally strong I was, in taking on those hills. So I think, you know, that's very important. You know, if you race a hilly course, do lots of hill work. If you're going to race a flat course, obviously do lots of work on a flat road, and do lots of maybe longer, higher intensity intervals, and lots of VO2 max stuff as well. I think that there's always a place for that in a training program, just to increase your functional threshold. And then, very well, for me, the thing that's probably worked the most is probably racing on power. I have a power meter on my bike. I've got Favero Asiomo pedals, which have been really great. They give me a left and right balance as well, which is awesome. And I know very, very well before the race what kind of figures I'm capable of aiming for. And I will always stick within that range. I will never go over that range and risk digging into my run. And yeah, it's generally quite a high figure. So I think that people, they think that when you race on power, you're racing a lot easier. But if you're racing a 70.3 at an 87% intensity factor, that's very, very high. And it's going to be a very challenging 90 kilometers. So yeah, I think sticking to your figures on the bike and also riding at a steady effort is very important. No surging and no burning matches is what we call it, because obviously you only have so many matches in the box, and once they're all gone, then so are you.
Unfortunately. Richard, what are some of the things you love doing on the bike personally? What are your favorite workouts?
I really do enjoy nice hard hill repeat sessions. I like to focus on doing shorter hill repeats, maybe three to five minute hill repeats, where I can start doing them at about 110% of my functional threshold power. You know, with obviously a very easy recovery coming down, you know, grinding away at 55 to 65 RPM, you know, generally staying under 60 RPM. And I also really, really do enjoy the indoor trainer. I know that a lot of athletes are, you know, they don't dig the indoor trainer because it's such a mental battle. But, you know, if you are looking to improve your cycling, the indoor trainer can really be your friend, and you can really get in some extremely high quality training. There's no time for rest on the indoor trainer, and you can really stick to specific numbers in building your cycling performance. So, you know, IDT sessions, I would probably do a lot of very, very high intensity VO2 max work. Sometimes I would do short intervals at 200% of my FTP. I'm talking like, you know, 20 to 30 second all out sprints. And yeah, obviously, you know, doing VO2 max sessions, you know, 3 minutes at very, very high intensities, building power and just increasing your FTP. And yeah, that's obviously two sessions, the hill repeats and the indoor trainer sessions. And then another session I find that really works extremely well is doing longer race pace efforts. And that would generally start for me around 6 to 7 weeks out from race day. I would do, you know, a set of race pace intervals, maybe 20 minute intervals or 30 minute intervals. And I'd be doing those at my planned race intensity. And yeah, that really just fine tunes the body so that you get used to the feeling of that intensity, so that by the time you get to race day and your body has been tapered correctly, it actually feels quite manageable and comfortable on race day.
Brilliant. Rich, how much, I mean, you mentioned you got yourself a new bike. How much is it, yeah, the bike, and how much is it you? How important, I mean, that's a roundabout way of asking sort of how important is having a bike like you're currently riding. If somebody is on a road bike, does a tri bike make that much of a difference?
Yeah, I think that the difference between a road bike and a tri bike is absolutely massive. I really, really do. I'm actually like certain of it because in 2017, I had a top end road bike and I had a top end tri bike. And I did a lot of training on my road bike, and I honestly felt the difference from changing over was probably about 1.5 kilometers per hour difference at the same kind of intensity, you know. So if I was doing a 2 hour ride at say 200 watts on my road bike, I might average 28 kilometers an hour. And then the next week I go and do a 2 hour ride, exact same conditions on my tri bike. You know, also averaging 200 watts, I would be averaging 29.5 kilometers per hour. So I think the difference between a road bike and a tri bike is really, really big. But I do also think, that, yeah, there is definitely a place for your top end bikes. I know that they are very, very expensive, but you know, if you're riding an entry level tri bike as opposed to riding a top end level tri bike with full electronic gears and everything, there will be a difference. Without a doubt. I know that there is a big debate on it's the rider and not the bike. I do agree with that also to a certain extent. But I think that if you are a powerful biker and it's really an asset, then yeah, if you can get a top level bike, and if you are a competitive athlete, then it would be worthwhile going for a top end bike.
Brilliant. Well, Richard, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run next time out. Thanks for joining us on the Kona Edge today.
Cool. Thanks so much, Brad.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's about it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thanks again for joining me today. I thoroughly enjoyed my chat with Richard. We're back again on Monday to talk some more running here on the podcast. And in the meantime, have yourself a great weekend. If you are racing this weekend, best of luck. If you are training, I hope you get some big, big training blocks in. I've got some big plans this weekend as well. And just a case of ticking things over and then back in the pool on Monday morning. So it should be another great, great weekend. Don't forget to pop me a mail if you've got any suggestions about those wheels for me. Brad@thekonaedge.com. I'd love to know your experience and what wheels you swear by as being bulletproof. Let me know. And also, don't forget to touch base with us on Strava. And if you haven't checked out those images on our social media platforms yet of that thing I'm working on, I'm pretty excited about it. You can have a squiz at Somewhere I Swam, in inverted commas, this week. So go check it out. Just search for the Kona Edge across the various social media platforms and join us on Strava. Just head over to thekonaedge.com/Strava and it'll redirect you straight to our online club. It's absolutely free. You can join us now and make sure you get on the leaderboard, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/Strava. Until Monday, have yourself a great weekend. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.